The Du Bois home site is listed as a National Historic Landmark. It's a 5-acre wooded plot of land minutes from downtown Great Barrington. Robert Painter is a professor of anthropology at the University of Massachusetts Amherst. He's lectured and published works on the Du Bois boyhood home site since he started archaeological work there in 1980.
Most people are surprised to learn that someone of the stature of W.E.B. Du Bois came from New England, not only from New England, but from a small town in rural New England.
Painter says there's no longer a house on the site, but it's a treasure trove of artifacts that shed light on the long African-American presence in New England. He says Du Bois' ancestors probably built the first house there in the 1790s.
People just to this day don't understand that the African-American history of New England dates back to as soon as the first Europeans, the first Dutch, the first English came to New York and to Massachusetts.
The Great Barrington commemoration will also feature local residents and officials reading from their favorite works by Du Bois. Du Bois, who was the first African-American to receive a PhD from Harvard University, spent the final years of his life in Ghana, writing the Encyclopedia Africana. He died at the age of 95 on the eve of the 1963 March on Washington. Ebong Udama, WSH News.